It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Master Plan World. Welcome to our latest podcast. It is great to have you all out there listening. I'm Chloe Thomas, host of the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast. I'm an author, speaker, and lots more other bits and pieces, all about helping you work out where to focus to grow. Last year, I did an episode about the five books I think every e-commerce business person should consider reading to get them ready for 2016, and it remains one of our most popular podcast episodes. So today, as summer approaches, in the Northern Hemisphere at least, I'm going to take you through another reading list. This time, it's my top seven marketing manipulation books to be read over the summer. Now, I don't think you should read all seven this summer. I've read so many books getting ready for this podcast that you've really got to, it just reminded me how much you've got to focus on reading the right book for you at the right time. And as you know, I'm all about efficiency and focus. So what you should be doing is listening to this review show and then pick the one that best meets your challenges and opportunities for what's left of 2016. Last month, I published my fourth book, Customer Manipulation, How to Influence Your Customers to Buy More and Why an Ethical Approach Will Always Win. So it's in honour of that I'm taking you deep into the world of marketing manipulation in this show. The seven books I'm going to be looking at are Free Gift Inside, Forget the Customer, Develop Marketees by Stephen Brown, Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert B. Cialdini, Brain Fluence, 100 Ways to Persuade and Convince Customers with Neuromarketing, that's by Roger Dooley. 100 Things Every Designer Needs to Know About People by Susan M. Weinschenk. I hope I've pronounced that right, Susan. Trust Me, I'm Lying, Confessions of a Media Manipulator by Ryan Holiday. You Should Test That, Conversion Optimization for More Leads, Sales and Profit, or The Art of Science of Improving Websites by Chris Goward. That one rivals me for the longest subtitle of a book ever. And finally, Contagious, How to Build Word of Mouth in the Digital Age by Jonah Berger. The first four, and actually the last one as well, are all by proper full-on academics, which just shows you how this new neuro-focused marketing idea is just so cutting edge and so new that we're taking it straight back to the science. But saying that, every single one of these books is really easy to approach and easy to read. A couple of honourable mentions before we dive in to the reviews. First off, thanks to Karen Faulkner-Dunkley, Rob Boyle and David Bishop for their help and recommendations in putting this list together. Also, a book that I couldn't include in this one because we included it last time was Clickology by Graham Jones. It's another great read. And I also haven't included Words That Sell, The Thesaurus to Help You Promote Your Product, Services and Ideas by Richard Bayan. But if you struggle with copywriting, then do go and take a look at that one. You can find full details of everything I'm going to be running through at ecommercemasterplan.com/57. And before I dive in, just like last time, we're going to be running a competition for one lucky listener to win a paperback copy of each of the seven books I'm going to be recommending today, plus a signed set of my books. You're going to get all four of them. A copy of E-commerce Master Plan, Your 3 Steps to Successful Online Selling, a copy of E-commerce Marketing, How to Drive Traffic That Buys to Your Website, a copy of E-commerce Delivery, How Your Delivery Strategy Can Increase Your Sales, and of course, a copy of Customer Manipulation, How to Influence Your Customers to Buy More and Why an Ethical Approach Will Always Win. That's 11 paperbacks in total, so at least one of them is going to help you with your current challenges. And in total, they're worth over £145. That's about $300 for those of you not in the UK. To enter, go to ecommercemasterplan.com/57, fill in your email address, and the closing date for this is Monday the 11th of July 2016, so make sure you get that done before or on next Monday, and the T's and C's are available on the website if anyone wants to take a look at those. So just go to ecommercemasterplan.com/57 to enter. Okay, so let's get into the books. Book number one, Free Gift Inside, Forget the Customer, Develop Marketees. And this is by Stephen Brown. It's available in paperback only. And it's 304 pages in total, but only 254 pages before you hit all the notes and references and stuff. Because so many of these books are by academics, there's an awful lot of referencing and indexing here, which is great if you want to dive deeper, of course. You'll find a link straight to the book on Amazon in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/57. This book was published all the way back in 2003, but it remains a must read, I believe. And I wanted to share this one with you because it's one of the first marketing books I ever read, way back when I was a graduate employed by Barclays Bank, helping them work on their retail banking strategy. Oh, that was a long time ago. It's a really fun read because Stephen is a controversial character and he writes really well. The article that the book grew out was chosen by Harvard Business Review as one of 2002's 6 breakthrough ideas. So it was really cutting edge back then. I think as you read it, you'll see we've kind of moved on a little bit to where it's not a choice between listening to your customers or doing these tease ideas. It's more a case of listening to your customer and implementing the tease ideas. The article that triggered it all was called Torment Your Customers, They'll Love It. And who doesn't want to read a book that's based on that? But the book is a lot more about ethical marketing than it might at first appear. It's about an alternative solution to the difficulty of selling to an already sated and sophisticated consumer, which of course is what customer manipulation about the book is about in many ways. So this one is based on Stephen's TEASE formula, T-E-A-S-E, and that stands for trickery, exclusivity, amplification, secrecy, and entertainment. So I did say, don't read all these books, pick and choose between them. So this one is for you if, by the end of this show, you're not sure which to read, because this is one that's going to give all of you, anyone who reads it, some really clever ideas for tweaking their marketing and their products and their business. It's also for you if you feel like you're in a marketing rut even, and want some off-the-wall inspiration. So that was book one, Free Gift Inside, Forget the Customer, Develop Marketees. Let's go straight on to book number two. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert B. Cialdini. Now, this one is available in paperback and ebook formats. It's 336 pages, but only 280 pages before you hit the notes and things. So it's not as long as it at first appears. You'll find a link straight to it on Amazon in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/57. It was published back in 2007, but yet it remains in the top 500 books on Amazon. So this is no shiny new book, but I couldn't put this show together without Influence, as it really is the key textbook of the neuromarketing movement. Although textbook's a little bit harsh, as it really is very easy to read. For me, this is a great book with lots of little nuggets for life in general. But overall, it's more focused on the world of sales than that of marketing. So it's much more about B2B and offline activity. And it doesn't include many obviously actionable points. It's more kind of about the big thoughts. So this one is for you if you like to get to the root of the concepts or are still getting your head around the manipulation idea still. It's a really good book, but for many of you, there are more practical ones that we're going to be looking at today to read before you get round to Influence. Okay, so that's two books down. The next one is Brainfluence, 100 Ways to Persuade and Convince Customers with Neuromarketing. I wanted to talk, and this is by Roger Dooley, I should say. It's available in hardback, paperback, and Kindle. It's in total 286 pages, or 254 if you ignore the notes and the index. You'll find a link straight to it on Amazon in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/57, and it was published in 2012. So a little bit more modern, a little bit more up to date. Although, to be fair, all of these books are very much up to date. Of course, because why would I be recommending you books that are out of date? That would just be crazy. So if you really want to dive into the whole neuromarketing ideas and the ways in which, you know, you can position things differently, price things differently, write things differently in order to get your customers to buy more and to influence them more, then this is the book to read. It's kind of Influence, but really practical. So Cialdini's book Influence, but with a huge amount of practicality brought into it. And the great majority of that is really key for all of us e-commerce people. As Roger explains, given that only 5% of our brains are engaged in conscious thought, if we want to market effectively to our customers, we need to talk to the other 95% of the customer's brain, i.e. the subconscious. And this book is all about understanding how to influence, how to manipulate the subconscious. Of course, ethically, please, people. Roger has taken all the great scientific studies into the subject and reorganized them into 100 bite-sized things you can do. So each of the 100 outlines the relevant studies and then gives you the key takeaways. This is a book that's going to educate you in a really accessible way and give you lots of practical ways to improve your business. So there's, for example, sections on smile and the impact that smiles can have in your imagery to increase people's response to your activity. There's sections on trust. There is whole bits about brand. In fact, let me tell you, and lots on pricing as well. Let me tell you about the key topics he covers, because he groups the 100 bite-sized things into groups, I suppose, would be the obvious word, including price and product, the senses. Less relevant for the online side of things, because we can't really affect how it smells or how it feels. Branding, print, which is a section literally on the power of doing print offline marketing. I love that section. Pictures, loyalty and trust. In person, which is a great section for anyone who's got a physical store or who goes and sells at events. There's a section on doing all of this for a cause. So if the charity sector will find that useful. There's loads of great stuff about copywriting, about the consumer, about gender even, so how men and women react differently. We've got details of how to influence the shopper. There's a whole section on video, TV and film. And there's also a section of on the web, which, given everything else is going to help you on the web, that's got to just be the icing on the cake, hasn't it? There are literally 100 ideas here for you. This book, I reckon, will be sitting within arm's reach of you and me for a long time to come to refer back to when we're looking for some ideas and some ways just to tweak that performance that little bit higher. So this book, Brainfluence by Roger Dooley, is for you if your business is ticking along nicely and you want to supercharge it, or you're pre-launch and looking for ideas, because you might as well get all these good ideas in first, mightn't you? Right then, book number 4. 100 Things Every Designer Needs to Know About People by Susan M. Weinschenk. And again, Susan, I hope I pronounced your surname properly. This one's available as Kindle and paperback, but you are going to want to get the paperback, not least because it's really rather lovely, but also because this is going to be a really hard book to consume in the electronic format due to the content that's within it, because it's all about visuals. There are in total 242 pages, 224 before you get to the great stack of references and indexing, and you'll find a link straight to it on Amazon in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/57, which is also, of course, where you can enter that competition to win copies of everything I'm mentioning in this show today. It was published in 2011 and is essentially the visual version of Dooley's Brainfluence. So whilst Dooley was focusing in Brainfluence on the whole buying process and how we can influence customers using all that great neuromarketing activity, Susan in 100 Things is rather giving us the angle on how things need to be designed and put together. This, I think, is a really important book to have a look at, because as the technology makes it ever easier for us to create our own artwork and our own brands and our own designs without the help of a graphic designer, you know, we can use drag and drop systems and templates to do our websites. We can use any number of simple tools online, even, you know, the software you get standard on a Mac to create those graphics ourselves. Given we're now doing it ourselves and we're not trained graphic designers, it's really important to invest a little time in working out the finesse of graphic design, how to make it look good, how good design will get the customer to respond. And that's what you get in 100 Things by Susan Weinschenk. It's not just about graphics either. She's also got some great ideas in here, or some great data and clear-cut instructions around written content and video as well. So this will help with all your content, from how the homepage looks through to your blogs and your YouTube vids. It's a really well-designed book, surprisingly enough, and it's really easy to read. Like Brainfluence, it offers 100 tips grouped into key sections, and every one of the 100 is well explained and illustrated and ends with a concise takeaway. This really is a book you can flick back into again and again and again. and another one that's going to be living very close to my desk for a long time to come. Sections include the following. We've got how people see, how people read, both really important for the web, how people think and remember. We've got how to focus people's attention, what motivates people, the fact that people are social animals. There's some really clever stuff in there for trust building. How people feel, again, that gets into trust too. That people make mistakes. This one's really, really super important for you to read if you're getting hold of this book, because it's especially useful for the checkout area. And then finally, how people decide, which again is really useful for selling online, because you want people to decide what they want and get on and buy it. There is, she's actually done a second follow-up, which is 100 more things if you really get into this. But I think starting off with one of the books is a pretty good start. So this one is for you if you feel the design of your website and marketing offers an opportunity for improvement. Is that where you're not doing as well as you should be? It's also one for you if you're your own designer and you've had no training. Read through this book and what you're putting together for your website, for your marketing will be better. And it's also for you if you're looking for website conversion improvements, although we're going to come on to another book, which is even more important if you're looking for website conversion improvements. Right then, book number 5. We're about 2/3 of the way through. I'm terrible with maths with 7s. Anyway, this one is Trust Me, I'm Lying, Confessions of a Media Manipulator by Ryan Holiday. It's available in hardback, paperback, Kindle and audio downloads. This one's everywhere. It's 288 pages, although in the UK you'll find the paperback quite hard to get hold of. It's not directly stocked by Amazon, so you've got to go through the new and used area. And you'll find a link straight to that in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/57. It's published in 2013 and is currently in the top 30,000 books on Amazon and number 9 in public relations. This is a hot book. It's also been the top tip book of 3 of our previous podcast guests, William of Maxwell Scott Bags, Bonnie of Me So Tasty and Zach from Prezibox. So I really did have to include it here today. Plus, Ryan has great retail pedigree, as he's the director of marketing at American Apparel, huge fashion business in the US, unsurprisingly given it's called American Apparel. It's a fascinating book, and rather than it being about manipulating the customer, in this instance it's about manipulating the press to get your stories out there, to get your stories featured, and get you that exposure. So if you want to do better with search engine optimization or PR, then this is a great book to read. Just please remember that if you use these tactics for evil, then it will come back and bite you. After all, the ethical approach will always win. The first half of the book is the how to do all these things, and the second half is essentially a warning against using it unethically, together with lots of case studies and examples. Whilst I did say this is about manipulating the press rather than the customer, of course, the more press you get, the more customers will become aware of you, will trust you. So in a long-winded way, it's a great way of getting the customers to your website as well. This one is for you if you want to make your business better known. So it's very much a stage one of the customer master plan model tactic. So this is a really good book. It will really open up your brain and get you thinking about things a little bit differently in that PR space. And we've actually got a PR specialist coming on the podcast very, very soon to bring you her guide to how to get PR coverage for your business. So watch out for that one as well if this is going to be the top of your to-do list. Right, penultimate book time. On to book number 6. You Should Test That, Conversion Optimization for More Leads, Sales and Profit, or The Art and Science of Improving Websites by Chris Gowood. This one's available in paperback and Kindle. You really couldn't consume it via audiobook, so be thankful that you're not being given the option, because this is like a handbook for everything you can do in conversion optimization. It's a total of 332 pages, or 317 if you cut out the index and the notes, etc. And you'll find links to it on the show notes page at ecommercemasterplan.com/57. It was published in 2013, and it's an absolute masterclass in website optimization from a man who really, really knows his stuff. It even has a review in the front from Brainfluence's Roger Dooley. Not only is it packed with ideas and case studies of things you can improve, more importantly, Chris makes it really clear the process and structure you need to put in place for your conversion optimization activity to get the results you need. This really is one area where the individual tests and ideas for changes, you shouldn't just copy from someone else. You really do need to do the testing and the process to work out which bits of your business you need to tweak and improve on your website, etc. Let me explain what's in here so you can get a better idea of what I was just running through. So first of all, he starts off with why you should care about conversion optimization. He then explains what CRO is, which is always good when it's a term that's so widely used, just to make sure we're all on the same page. He then takes you through the four stages that you need to understand to really organize that conversion optimization, which is how to prioritize what you're going to test, how to come up with your hypotheses, because if you're going to do a test, you've got to have a hypothesis to test against. How then you do the testing, and then finally how you analyze the results. Within the hypothesis section, he then outlines the six types of optimization, and my lord, are there some good things in here. Those six types of optimization are, in order, value proposition. This one, I can't believe how many times people forget that actually maybe it's your value proposition, maybe it's your fundamentally your business and your brand that might be the problem. So he talks through all about optimizing that. He talks about relevance, clarity, anxiety, distraction, and urgency. I'd love to dive into all of those right here, right now, but we just have the longest podcast in the world. So CRO is a really important part of looking after your customers and giving them a great experience in order to increase your sales. So if you want to improve your website performance, this book is your go-to Bible again and again and again. I'll say that again. If you're wanting to improve your website performance, this book is going to be your go-to Bible. It's going to give you your process. It's going to give you your tools. It's going to give you some examples of how other people have done it. It's really, really good, really, really detailed, which is why you're almost certainly going to want the paperback copy. So this one is the next one on your reading list. If improving website performance, i.e. your conversion rates and your engagement, is your number one to do. Okay, here we go then. Book number 7. Contagious: How to Build Word of Mouth in the Digital Age by Jonah Berger. He's another one of our academics, and this one's available in hardback, paperback, Kindle, and audio download. In total, there's 288 pages, which cuts down to just 210. So this is the most easy, quickest to read of the books we're covering. And you'll find a link straight to it in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/57. It published in 2013, and 3 years on is still number one on Amazon for direct marketing. This was a really popular choice amongst the launch team who've been helping me promote customer manipulation, and it's great to be able to include a book that's about how offline has such an important part to play in all businesses. The book itself is about how to generate word of mouth about things, be they products or events or businesses. Jonah describes that process as the psychology of sharing and also as the science of social transmission. It's really readable, with a chapter on each of the six principles for making something generate a lot of word of mouth. Your thing that you're trying to promote doesn't need to have all six of these, but of course, the more it has, the greater its chances of being talked about, and the more it will be talked about. So here's the six. Social currency. Does it make someone feel good to share this news? Number 2 is triggers. Top of mind leads to tip of tongue, is what he says. So is it something which people are going to be reminded to talk about, essentially, in one line anyway? Number 3 is emotion. Does it make people feel something? Number 4 is public. So it needs to be really public and easy to see. Number 5 is practical value. So people like to help others. So how does your thing help them help others? So is it recipes? Is it fitness tips? Is it time savers? So many ways there can be practical value. And stories, of course. People tell stories, so your thing, whatever it is, needs to fit into the stories that people tell. I'm aware those may be a little bit hard to grasp here, but once you start reading the book, they become really easy to understand, but I'm struggling a little bit on some of them here, so sorry about that. It's all about making people talk about you, because word of mouth is incredibly powerful. It's highly persuasive. So when your friend's telling you to do something, you're considerably more likely to do it than if you get an email from a business asking you to do it. It's also really targeted because as we're wandering around, us humans, we don't tell people about things we don't believe they'll be interested in. So the targeting is really good as well. And, you know, beware or be aware that only 7% of word of mouth happens online. Only 7% of the word of mouth that we as individuals do happens on Twitter, Facebook, email, etc. The great majority of it happens offline when we're actually physically talking to people. So the tracking of this is nigh on impossible, which means it's all about getting the message right, not about the messenger. So how do you make your message contagious? That's what the book's about. I really like this book, really enjoyed reading it. It sparked loads of ideas for me and it is so easy reading and there's just such great examples in there. Some of them will just make your mouth water, such as the $100 cheesesteak. Oh gosh, I want to try one of those. I'm tempted to get on a plane and fly to America just to grab one, but I think that'd probably be a bit extreme. So for me, whilst this is obviously going to help with stage one and stage five of the customer manipulation, customer master plan model, its biggest influence is on the conversation, all those interactions that people have with you. So if you're struggling to get that part of the story right, that aspect of your business working, then this is going to be the book for you. So Contagious is the one you need to start reading if you're looking at getting more people talking about you and using your existing base to help you get new customers. So that's my top 7 marketing manipulation books for you to read over the summer. Remember, you don't need to read all of them. I don't expect you to read all of them. Rather, think about which one is going to help you solve your problem, because all of these are really good books. That's what I've done for you, is I've read a huge number of books and drilled it down to the best 7. You can find the details and links to each of the books in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/57, where you also get the chance to win a copy of each of the 7 plus a signed set of my books. So you'll get e-commerce masterplan, e-commerce marketing, e-commerce delivery, and customer manipulation. So that's 11 paperbacks in total, which together are worth over £147. To enter, go to ecommercemasterplan.com/57, fill in your email address. The closing date for all this is Monday the 11th of July, so make sure you've got it in by Monday. The T's and C's are on the website, and I cannot wait to pick out the winner and get those books off to you. Have a great week, everyone, and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.